Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina and Abby. Michelle is still out of town and she'll be with us, hopefully, I believe, the next time that we podcast. But we are here to talk about all the different shows that we've been watching. And Abby has even watched the Challenge reunion. She hasn't watched any of the season, but she went ahead and she watched the reunion so that she could talk about it. So that's what we're going to start with today. Abby, what did you think of this reunion?
I actually thought it was kind of cute. And so I got some backstories and stuff because obviously I've seen a lot on Twitter and then obviously hearing y'all talk about it, every week. But of course, they go back and they show kind of scenes. But this was I mean, it was kind of a fun one because it was talking about the hookups and all that stuff. And oh my God, I don't know. Some of these people are a freaking disaster,
They're
but
messy.
yeah. Oh, and gross. Emmanuel's gross.
I mean, yeah, okay. So when they said like raise, or I think it was Cara Maria, she said raise your hand if you haven't hooked up with Emmanuel. And the only people that raised their hands were Zara, Mariah, Big T, Melissa, Nerys, and then Ed and Asaf also raised their hands, which is hilarious.
Oh, funny. I remember her asking that. I'm like, I don't see that many hands up.
Yeah, no, not very many at all. And the people who didn't raise their hands were like hooking up with other people, basically, besides Zara
Yeah.
and Big T.
My favorite part is knowing I just watched it today. So I'm sure you watched it before the cast came out. But it was funny how Tori and Kara were going back and forth bickering, and they're like, "We just need to put them on a season together." And she's like, "Oh, we'll find out if we're ever on a, who it, I don't know." I thought that was cute.
And now they're going to be on season 40. Yeah, it
Yeah.
should be interesting, that's for sure. And Laurel in the mix too, Darrell, all of the vets that were on that couch are going to be on season
Yeah.
40.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, you don't have to count this, obviously, because I haven't watched the season, but I do have an MVP and LVP.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So my MVP was Nerys.
Mine
But
was
she
still.
just, bro but she broke my heart. She had, a couple of really good quotes. She was obviously really hurt, and she said, "I got second place and I did it without betraying anyone." And I don't know. You could tell all the vets or the champions were really impressed with her.
Yeah, well, I mean, I
She's
think.
my MVP.
She was mine too. And I agree. She had some really good moments. I think she came off maybe the best out of everyone. I didn't even have like an honorable mention or anything because I don't know that a lot of people came off super well. I think maybe Mariah when she was talking about bananas.
I
I
thought she
think
came off well. And you know who else I thought came off well, even though I can't stand her?
who?
Michelle. Michelle.
Oh, disagree. I gave her an LVP honorable mention because of when she walked on
Why?
stage and when she wouldn't let them like air her clip of her whatever. It just, yeah, no, nope, not.
It gave a bad taste. See, I kind of thought that was funny because they're like, she's like, what's a green screen? They're like, where you don't show anything. She's like, oh, okay, and walked back. I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny, but I kind of gave it to her mainly because of what she said to Callum. But I don't know. I don't know how genuine all that was because I didn't see the season, right? So,
And then I gave Jay my LVP for like
same.
denying his hookup.
Yes, I thought he was gross. So he's my LVP, and then Emmanuel was my honorable mention LVP.
Yes, so not bad. That's pretty good read, I would say. Pretty good read. It's basically how they were the whole season, I would say. I gave James a quote. He said, "To be fair, I did become a bit of a bitch in the show." And then I know Cara Maria, she can't get any points. But when Devin was going over to do the draw, she said, "Devin, how's your pullout game?"
I missed that.
Nuri said, shut the fuck up respectfully. And she actually now has merch that says, shut the fuck up respectfully.
Oh, good for her.
And then my favorite quote of the whole reunion was, yes, Michelle, be jaw dropped. This is not about you. This is about me and Jay.
Was that by Nerys? I don't think those were any of my quotes.
And then I
But those
had
were good.
two more from Melissa. Melissa said, they're all snakes. I live in a jungle. And then she says, we wouldn't have, when Jay says that he would have uninvited Big T or Melissa, Melissa says, we wouldn't want to uninvite him because then we couldn't spill the tea about what he did behind his girlfriend's back. And let me find Michelle's. Actually, she sent hers to me too.
Okay, yeah, read hers, and if any of
So,
mine are the same, I'll skip them.
Melissa is her MVP. Jay is her LVP. And her quote was from Nerys to Jay when she said, you were too busy focused on my relationship. You should have been focused on yours.
That's one of mine. That was one of mine.
Okay, so did you
And
have any others?
yeah, I had Melissa going, you're not a man, you're a pussy.
To us off.
Yeah. And then I had Emmanuel goes, I know I made a mistake. And Devin goes, you made four.
And then Colleen says, or five or six.
Or five or six, yeah.
Yeah, yes, I know exactly what you're, yeah, Emmanuel's, yeah, hooked up with like the whole cast. And that's, I guess, the thing about Emmanuel being recast is that, it doesn't matter if he has a girlfriend, he's willing to hook up.
Well, all I know is this Challenge 40 got me in the challenge mood because I watched a reunion to show I did not want to.
Well, thank you for watching. That was fun to talk about.
And that was it, right? Is there a part three?
No. Nope,
So
part two. So I'll get after I get done with this, I will record all of the I actually just finished listening to the Challenge Mania podcast about the reunion, like I don't know, just 10 minutes before we recorded this. So I have all of the information now so I can plug it all in and finish up the fantasy league.
cool.
Yes. I know you haven't watched Survivor, but I'm going to talk about it really quick here. Episode
Yeah, go
two,
for
I gave my MVP to Randon. He was kind of like on, he found the Beware Advantage and he decided to tell Venus about it and is starting to form an alliance with Venus. And she kind of didn't have a life in this game. Like she was at the bottom of her group and nobody was really talking to her before this. And I think that Randon could see that the other people in his group were like kind of teaming up together. And that's why he chose Venus to share this with. And I don't know. I like Venus. So I was happy with this. She's on my fantasy team, so maybe I'm a little biased when it comes to her. But I gave it to him because I thought he did well. And I give him an MVP honorable mention to Q because when it came to the different sides of his tribe, he really put himself in a position to be in the middle so that if they had to go to tribal council, it was really him that could make the decision. Because of the way that he positioned himself in the game. So I gave him an MVP honorable mention and I gave my LVP to Jess. I'm not quite sure why. Oh, because well, she okay, so she had the fake idol. I mean, I know that she got voted out, but I knew that it was more than just that. So the whole she was tricked by basically everyone and she did the best that she could and she really didn't have any choice but to believe them. But I gave her my LVP for that. And then I gave an LVP honorable mention to Banu for like really freaking out and losing his cool when it wasn't really necessary for him to. And I don't know, just being very irrational, I guess, about everything. And then I had a few quotes this episode. Okay, so Tiffany, she says, no matter how much blind optimism everyone has, at the end of the day, we are losers because I kept losing. And then Ben, he says, I'm crying because of fire. I didn't even cry over meeting Nicolas Cage. And then Ben says, okay, so Ben and Charlie have a song battle this episode. And Ben is like a big like Metallica fan. And Charlie is a Taylor Swift fan. And so they go back and forth and they like I think the end result was like 108 or 109 name song name titles or something. Charlie won, the Swiftie won. But Ben says, what a stupid way to pass time. And if I had done that in any other setting, everyone would have been like, Ben, shut up. But here, everyone was like, whoa, they're really going for it.
That's cute that they aired that.
Yeah, I thought so too. And then Charlie, he says, well, at one point, Ben's like, oh, now like he's like struggling. He's like, we're getting to like the bad Metallica albums or something like that. And he's like trying to remember song titles, and Charlie goes, I don't believe in any bad Taylor Swift albums.
Also, I bet you're a Charlie stan now.
And well, he talks about Taylor Swift in his intro video or whatever too, so I knew that he was going into it.
Oh, that's funny.
And yeah, he said that like he'd be like going through the different eras throughout the game or whatever. And then Charlie has another one at the very end of the battle. He says, well, Ben, this has been the Great War, which is another Taylor Swift song. So, had to give Charlie his props for that. I know that there are like some people online that were like hating on it and like,
I'm sure.
what a waste of time, but.
I was just gonna say when I said I think it's cute that they aired that, I was gonna say I bet there are a lot of people who did not like that.
Yeah, no. But I thought it was cute. I enjoyed it. Yeah, so those were my quotes and my MVPs, my LVPs. That's what I thought of this episode. I don't know. I mean, we're getting into Survivor episode 3, but Abby, I will say if you want to catch up on Survivor, I would do it before you're too far behind because there are 2 hour episodes now.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Okay, so moving on to do you want to leave the traitors for last? Maybe go on to the Bachelor?
Yeah, we'll do that since it was the finale. That sounds good.
Okay. So we had hometown dates for the Bachelor, and who I gave my MVP to Daisy. I thought that she, I mean, as she has been this entire, time, coming off very well. And I thought that meeting up with her friends, they do that sometimes, but not often. I feel like the people that they let meet their friends are maybe people who are front runners. And I don't know, I really enjoyed her, this episode. So I gave her my MVP, and I unfortunately had to give, Maria my LVP. She didn't tell him how she felt, and it really hurt her. And I know that she did end up saying it before the rose ceremony by pulling him aside, but I think that I'm glad that that didn't sway his mind and that didn't make him confused in the end, because if he would have given it to her just for that, I don't know. I mean, I think she would be going next anyway, kind of. I don't know, I guess, like how else to explain it, but it was just too little too late.
And I think he was done. Their goodbye was so unemotional. And I know she's not like a super emotional person when it comes to like conversing with him, but he usually by this point, the goodbyes, you see like, I don't know, like anguish kind of on their faces and stuff. And I almost just thought I saw relief. I think he was done.
Yeah. Well, and I think that they had like a really strong connection, but by that point it was just, I don't know, too, it was just not what it needed to be at that point. And I think maybe if she would have told him that she loved him, during hometowns, that maybe, 'cause it seemed like her hometown actually went really well, you know, he even asked her dad for permission. Like I think maybe had they opened up more in that direction, that maybe his decision would be different. But her being hesitant, I think, really made him aware that they're not on the same page.
Yeah, I agree. And she was my LVP too, and Daisy was my MVP, even though Kelsey was a close second. But because
Christmas
I
tree
put,
farm.
I know, and
It was a
I don't know. She finally told him that she was falling in love with him, and I thought the moment with her hearing her brother's voice was really sweet. But mainly, I did it because she finally expressed how she felt.
Yeah. Did you have a best dressed?
Okay, so yes. So did you see in the group chat? Because you had tagged me in that picture on Twitter. And I was like, I can't really tell by just the picture. And then so I in the group chat I had said
Rachel.
I did on the thing. And then in the group chat, I'm like, oh, now that I see him in person, Maria.
Oh, okay.
That was when she first came out. And the more I looked at those dresses, like I changed my mind again. I loved Rachel's because the backless, I just thought it was so elegant. So I'm going back to Rachel.
Okay, so I ended up not choosing one of the rose ceremony dresses. I'm going with the white jumpsuit with the gold belt buckle that Kelsey A wore on her hometown date.
That was cute.
Yes, I think she looked stunning and it fit her so well. That's what got it for me. And then for my quote, I only had one, believe it or not. But I guess like hometowns are so serious and it's like talking to family and like it's just like kind of repetitive. So like I think maybe that's why. And it was Rachel at the very end when she said, when she is questioning Maria, she's like, "You don't know, but you asked him to talk." And so that was my quote. And I know that that's controversial too, because some people didn't like that, but.
I saw her get hate on that from Twitter, and I don't get that at all. It didn't
I
make
mean,
any
it's such
sense
a
to me why
competitive
people,
setting.
yeah, I don't get why people were, I don't know. Okay, I actually had a few quotes.
Okay, sweet.
So it was when Kelsey was talking about her mom, and in the interview, like a butterfly flew by and distracted her. And she's like, oh, there's a butterfly. And then when she was talking about her mom at her hometown, she goes, she's here and she's trying to get on camera, y'all, because of
Yes.
butterflies. That was cute. And then I thought when Rachel was talking to her dad, she goes, you do know what happens at the end of this. And Rachel's dad goes, well, I've never seen this show. Oh, Kyler, we're okay, baby, we're podcasting. Yeah, you can say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, she goes, you do know what happens at the end of this? And he's like, well, I've never seen the show. He's and then my last one was, oh no, I had one for each home date. Okay, I just realized that Daisy's dad was cute when he was talking about her expressing her feelings. And he's like, well, it's not like you're going to lose your hearing over it. So I thought it was cute that they were able to joke and now, and I don't know, that was sweet. And then My last one was with Maria about the home videos. She goes, I don't want you to see this attitude. And Joey goes, oh, I've seen it.
I love them
That
too,
was
honestly.
not on purpose for one for each one, but there you go.
Well, that's good though. I like that. And those were good quotes too. I think my favorite of them was your one about Kelsey, when she says that about how her mom was trying to get on camera.
That was so sweet.
That was my favorite for sure. Okay, so tonight is, we're recording this on Monday. Tonight is Fantasy Suites. So, we will definitely be talking about that coming up here. Not this episode, but obviously, but on the next one. But I'm really excited to see how all that goes and the woman tell all after that. And then we have the finale.
Yeah, we're getting to the near the end of this too.
Yes, we are. Any final thoughts on Bachelor before we move on to Vanderpump Rules?
I had a question for you. Did he, they've all told, the three left have told him that they're falling in love, right? He didn't say that back to anyone except, didn't he tell Daisy, like, I feel the same? I think he used those words.
Maybe.
I think he said to Daisy, like, I feel the same.
I know he didn't say it to anybody, so, but maybe he did say something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't I'm falling in love too. It was nothing like that straightforward, but
Okay, so who was your MVP for this episode of Vanderpump Rules?
oh my God. I didn't have one.
Yeah, I struggled to pick one out as well. I ended up giving it to Schwartz though, because I feel like for the little yoga healing thing that they did, I think he got the most out of it. It seemed like, he seemed to be pretty centered after it, and so I gave it to Schwartz because I felt, yeah, I mean.
I guess I'm going to give it to Lala because she went after Tom while, and called him out and for not taking accountability for anything.
Yeah.
That's
And
who I was thinking of. Because I can't, Katie and Ariana aren't even on the damn show.
barely.
Or
Well,
else I'd be.
I'm hoping that maybe they'll be on the show more when the people are back from Utah, but I feel like since they didn't go to Utah, that's like part of
Yeah.
the, they're not really in it right now. I don't
Sure, you can guess my MVP. I mean, my LVP.
I'm guessing you're giving it to Sheena.
I'm definitely giving it to Sheena.
I gave it to Sandoval because he didn't own up to his actions at all. And like literally he had like so many people telling him, especially in his like conversation with Lala. And I don't know, just like not really understanding where Sheena was coming from in their exercise either. And I don't know, I gave it to Sandoval.
That man is so delusional and just rewrites the narrative so completely.
Yeah.
Man,
Completely.
he's a victim.
I only had one quote, and it was Lala. She says, "When you could look, when you could like look me in the eyes and say you need to be real and you need to be honest with your life, all those things, knowing that you guys were doing what you were doing, how could you look at me and say those things? Like genuinely, I want to know." And it's funny because I had typed all that out as my quote before, like I knew that it was going to blow up to this huge fight and how he was going to respond. So I feel like that makes it even better.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, mainly the kind of just that little 5 minute thing. I don't even know if it was 5 minutes, the reason she got my MVP. So that was a good one. I had two. One was from Katie when she was talking about her emo guy who didn't know what Penne was. She goes, I don't need another project boyfriend. Christine.
Okay, and then I have
Oh, I
Michelle.
had one more.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Allie, I thought this was hilarious. She goes, it's kind of like hard launching a relationship on Instagram. when James was going to post the picture of Graham.
Well, yeah, because everybody's gonna see it and they know that it's Graham. And also
Yeah.
they rebranded it hippie.
I know. So I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that was a good one for sure. So Michelle gave her MVP to Katie and her LVP to Sheena, and then her quote was Katie, and she says, "I don't know if I can see myself with someone who does not know what penne is. I already had to introduce Tom to the world and get him to eat certain foods. I just don't know if I want to have another project boyfriend."
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so moving on then to our last show, the Traitors finale and reunion. The finale, I think, I'm guessing all of us will have the same MVP, but I gave mine to CT and Trishelle.
I gave mine a CT.
And then actually, technically, Michelle gave hers to Trishelle. So there we go. Even numbers, CT and Trishelle.
The reason I gave it to CT is because he never wavered on Michelle. I mean, Trishelle.
Trishelle, yeah.
Yeah.
But
And
again,
she.
Trishelle's reasonings for wavering on CT were valid.
I do too. I agree. But he was loyal, and no, I get why she did. She's just crossing her T's and dotting her I's after getting to the very end. So
Yeah. And then I gave my LVP to both Sandra and MJ. Actually, I think I want to give it to MJ and then give Sandra an LVP honorable mention just because Sandra couldn't get herself out of that corner. And that's what, ultimately got her eliminated. But I want to change that to just MJ being the only LVP and Sandra being the honorable mention, because MJ, honestly, when I watched this the first time, I didn't notice how terrible, honestly, of a game that MJ was playing, especially in that final. But then when I rewatched it, when I watched it with Brent, and the whole time I was like, MJ is an idiot. What is she doing right now? Like, she was wrong the entire time. She thought that she was so right. Sandra was a traitor. When during the mission, when she's like looking for things, like she's like not helping in the missions at all. Like, she literally is only at the final because Phaedra took her there. That's why. And like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, so I'm not disappointed that MJ didn't get any money.
No, I didn't. I think it was, I think her, I know she was hurt, but I kind of had the same mindset. I was like, what did you contribute to get this money? Not a lot.
No, I feel like literally it was Phaedra that got hurt to the end. So was MJ your LVP too then?
She was.
She was Michelle's too. I had a few quotes. Did you have any quotes? I had one, two, three, five.
I just had two. There's so many quotes in that.
What were your two?
Mine was Kate saying when she was alone in the turret, she's like, the first thing I'm gonna do is redecorate, obviously.
Yep, that was one of mine.
And then my other one was CT, because this is so freaking true. It's especially me being an athlete all my life and stuff, but if you don't get butterflies in your stomach, you're either a sociopath or you don't care.
Okay. Okay, so Michelle's was from Kate. She said action life figure Kate, very, very limited edition. And then I also had for Kate, I love a little chaos in the castle. And another Kate one when she was like going down the during the end of the daily mission. She says, "I'm brave, I'm strong, I'm safe." And then Sandra, she says her whole outfit is screaming traitor. I don't know what else to tell you guys. And during the mission, CT says, "Come on, Twinkle Toes," when he's trying to get MJ and Kate to help him find the capsule.
God, those Bravo ladies are just not meant for missions.
No, they're not. But it makes it funny to watch, honestly. So I was obviously, I mean, I think it's obvious, us being Challenge fans especially, you know, that we're happy with the result of this. Very happy with the result of this. It makes me just so sad that Trishelle isn't going to be on season 40, though.
Yeah, what a missed opportunity. I
For
wonder if she regrets it now that she's seen the cast.
if she regrets it, or if, I mean, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like they probably regret it now that they see that she won Traitors.
Yeah, I'm sure MTV definitely regrets it. I wonder if she does at all.
I hope so. I mean, not like I hope she regrets it, but like I hope that like she regrets it enough to do something, you know, whether it be like an All Stars or something. But I do think that the thing about season 40 and all these vets coming on, I think it'll make it maybe more likely for other vets to come on in the future. I don't know. We'll see.
And you know, one reason I'm really happy that she won this show and that Andy was, and I don't know if this will ever happen in a million years. And I know you're not a Housewives person, but you've heard me and Michelle talk about it because we love Southern Charm, New Orleans. And there were talks about a Housewives of New Orleans. And it'd be like Tammy, like a couple of the girls who I loved from Southern Charm, New Orleans. And of course, Michelle, you know, Jimmy talked about this on the podcast. I mean, Andy can now see what great TV Trishelle is. So maybe this is something, because I think they nixed it, but maybe now it's something that he can really start thinking about. Like, this is our, you know, this
That'd
could
be
be our
awesome.
real, yeah.
Our next
Maybe that could
girl,
be in
yeah.
the talks again, in the works again, you know? You can hope. I don't know. Or I can hope, but.
Right. I gave Trishelle my MVP for the reunion too. I thought she handled herself really well, especially when she confronted MJ. She's like, "I feel like you're still mad," and like, I don't know. I mean, like the whole explaining everything that she did, and just I gave her my MVP, and I gave Peter an honorable mention for A, being like the this saying like the best gamer that wasn't not a gamer, and
Yeah.
also for his interaction with Phaedra. And I actually gave him a quote for that when he said, "I have a question, don't worry, I don't want to kiss your I don't want you to kiss my ass, but Miss Phaedra, will you accept this rose?" I just, and her being a Bachelor fan and everything, I don't know, I gave him an honorable mention. And I gave MJ my LVP again because girl is still so bitter.
Man, all she did was whine.
I did give her one quote though. She said, when she said, "You can tell Alan didn't even enjoy that," I thought that was kind of funny.
I didn't even put up down any quotes for the reunion because I wasn't thinking it. But I,
I have only
if I
two
do,
more.
I've got to give Peter that was, I thought, iconic
Yes,
moment.
I agree. And Parvati, she says, "This game is so much more difficult than Survivor. Being a traitor and having to lie and be accused and having to accuse somebody else is just so diabolical." And then John, he says, "I think she's a bit taken aback by how bitter you seem to be, and you shouldn't be bitter about it. It's a game. Game, game, game. End of game." So those were my quotes. Yeah.
You know who was my LVP actually?
Who?
Bananas.
Why is that?
He was just such a freaking baby. Like Dan was giving him big props. He's like, I hope you can respect it. No, I don't. He's such a little bitch.
Yeah, I can see that for sure. I mean, he definitely is.
Going to go with him for my MVP. Well, MJ was pretty intolerable too.
Ugh.
But
I saw a tweet and I thought it was funny. It was like MJ out here acting like this is a Housewives reunion, not a Texas reunion.
I
But
thought Phaedra did really well too
yeah, Phaedra did do well.
on the reunion.
I
She
agree.
went
Except
a
she was a
little
little
hard on
bitter Betty too about towards
Dan.
Dan. Okay, so do you have any
But
thoughts on any of these shows? You
I
do.
thought Dan did really well. I thought he held his own. He
Yeah?
was respectful and
Yeah, you don't see that. I can see
yeah.
that.
So no, bring out the third one.
Yes, Traitors
I'm ready
3
for
will
it.
be filming soon. We'll have House of Villains, which is House of Villains 2, which is filming right now. We have The Challenge season 40. Okay, so my prediction is I heard that All Stars 4 is going to be 12 weeks, so that's like 3 months. So April, it'll be over in like July. And so I think that we are going to get season 40 will probably end filming in like June, right? March, April. Yeah. And so like a month before that, so I think we'll get season 40 in like late August, September fall schedule. That's what I think.
I Mitch asked me yesterday. He's like,
So when will it air?
he goes, "When is the challenge on this week?" And I'm like, "No, that's not how it works, babe." I go, "They just left. We did the departure episode for the cast." I'm like, we got a few months because he's so like excited for it now. Once I told him the cast,
That's so
I'm like,
funny. Well,
we got a few months to go.
have him watch All Stars 1 in the meantime.
The only problem is our connection with Paramount sucks on when we link it to the TV. So I just watch it on my phone.
Oh.
It lags so much. I don't know why it does that.
That's too
Because we
bad.
try to do that with the first All Stars I watched, and
It didn't
I was
work.
like, "Screw this! I'll just watch it on my phone."
Well, if you can figure it out, then have them watch All Stars 1 with you because that's a good one. And it'll definitely help get you prepared because, like, Mark and Derek and Nehemiah and John A., and they're all on it. Kellyanne.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yes, for sure. All right, well, do you have any final thoughts on any of these shows before we wrap up here?
No, Trader, that was a good season.
It was a really good season. And I think that we have a really good year of reality TV coming up. So I'm excited for everything that's filming right now. And yeah, excited for what's airing in a month too. All right, well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.